Full throttle living is about living right now to the fullest. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. Have you ever had that feeling of just being in the groove, either while performing, or playing sports, or giving a presentation, or even just speaking with someone, where everything is perfect, your delivery, your moves, your execution, and your words are just powerful, and no matter what you do, everything turns to gold, and time is virtually non-existent? Well, in those moments is when you feel the most alive. That's an amazing feeling, and at that very point in time, you're performing at your optimum, and that's where you want to be. Now, there is a way that you can be in that state each and every time, and you can summon that power within seconds, just like turning on a switch. I was told by one of my coaches that success begins in the morning, and what you do in those first moments determines your success for the day. Now, they say that success is elusive, and you can't quite catch it. Rather, success is something that you attract by the person that you become. Now, I've found one thing to be true. Each success story comes with a schematic and a step-by-step instruction, and if I follow it, I will achieve those results. Now, there is a blueprint for success, and there is also a blueprint for failure, and I'm going to show you that blueprint for success. Let's take a look at this. If an engineer gives me a set of blueprints for a house, and I follow them, I will get that certain style of house. If I go to a different location, and again, I follow that same blueprint, what kind of a house will I get? The same as the first. Let's take it a little bit further. If I go to a different country, let's say Mexico, and I execute what is on those blueprints, what kind of a house am I going to get? Yeah, exactly. The same as the first. Success is a pattern, and if you do it over and over again, your result will be success. Now, more than the know-how, it's the mindset and the attitude that determines our success. Our society is inundated with information, so we can't say that there's a lack. And that's why we call it the information age. And right now you can find anything on anyone, any information you want, just by spending a few moments online. Now, one of our challenges is change. Now, let me give you an example. Our system of education that we use today was designed just prior to the Industrial Revolution. And it worked fine for the 20th century. When you went to school, you were told, okay, sit here. You know, be quiet, read this, we're going to learn this, don't talk to strangers, speak only when spoken to, and wait for directions. At that time, people were mono-skilled. Say, for example, if you were a welder, that's what you did. You welded, nothing more, nothing less. Technical manuals were good for many years. And if you were a young kid, you either went to college or you got out of high school, you got a job, and you stayed there until you retired, and having several jobs within a certain time frame was definitely frowned upon. Now, in today's world, it's a little bit different. You have to speak with strangers in order to survive, that is, if you're in sales, or any kind of industry for that matter. You know, if you sit quietly and wait for directions, you probably won't have a job. You know, we want go-getters, we want fast thinkers, we want self-starters. Not to mention, the national average is 5 years at a job. And you better have multiple skills just to compete in the workplace. Now, in our economy, you have 2,000 or 3,000 people competing for just one job. Now, information is good now. Tomorrow, the information is obsolete. So can you see the difference between the 20th and the 21st century? Can you see why people struggle? You know, we've been programmed with a century-old software and century-old techniques. Can you imagine using one of those old typewriters and one of those Rolodexes just to send out 50 messages? How long would it take? Remember those cassette tapes? Kids don't know what cassette tapes are these days. Distributing and duplicating 50 or 60 cassettes. You know, how long does that take? Well, all we have to do now is just write an email, put it on an MP3 format, and just blast it out to 50 or 60 people instantly. Most people live from day to day doing the same thing over and over. Going to work, come home, watch TV, they go online, eat, go to bed, and then repeat the process all over again the next day. Now, all the while, life is passing them by, and that very thing that they dedicated their lives to, which is work, never yielded a return on the time invested. Now, how would you like to have a business for years and have it not yield any profits, ever? Well, that's exactly how people run their lives, and unfortunately, they say, oh well, as if it's okay to live life and not progress. Have you ever asked yourself, God, is this all there is to life? Well, that's a pretty scary thought. You know, most people live in the future. unfortunately, they say, well, when my kids grow up, I'll take the time for myself, or I'll take that trip, or I'll start that business when I have more time or more money. Well, the problem is that there is never an opportune time for these futuristic plans. And because there is no opportune time, these people resign themselves to a life of mediocrity. And they say, well, if this is all there is to life, why fight it? If I was meant to do more with myself, the opportunity would have come. Well, let me tell you something. Opportunities just don't come. Opportunities are for those who have prepared themselves and for those who have positioned themselves for the advancement. Now, life is about positioning and repositioning yourself. And when people talk about being at the right place at the right time, they're simply just talking about positioning. Most people don't live to win. Most people live to survive. Unfortunately, that's how it is. And life moves on. And just in case you don't know, life speeds up as you get older. The days run into each other, the months fly by, and the years just vanish. And before you know it, 5 years have gone by. And what have you done with your life? You don't have an account for those 5 years. Success is a pattern. And if you do it over and over again, your result will be success.